Amid perpetual concern about retirement incomes, there's more worrying news from an international survey. It shows that more than half of working adults in the UK, the US and Australia expect to live a poor or modest lifestyle in retirement. Alarmingly, the study also shows the gap between the number of men and the number of women who are prepared for retirement is widest in Australia, with single women facing the most precarious outlook. David Taylor has been looking at the findings.
How would you cope if your income was slashed? That's what's facing millions of Australians approaching retirement.
It's, I dare say, the source of a lot of stress and anguish for many people in that position.
That's independent economist Saul Eslake. The Retirement Readiness Report was prepared by the Actuaries Institute Australia, the American Academy of Actuaries, and the UK's Institute and Faculty of Actuaries. Close to 3,000 working men and women aged between 18 and 64 were asked how prepared they were to retire. The majority of respondents didn't know how much money they'd need to retire, how long the money they expect to have will last, or what will happen if they're forced to stop working unexpectedly. Kath Nance is a partner at accounting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers and a member of the Actuaries Institute.
Only one in five, expect to fully retire these days. One third do not expect to retire at all. One half.
So work till you drop, basically.
Work till you drop, exactly. And that's probably been the biggest change.
The survey found just 22% of Australian women are prepared to retire, compared to 47% of men. Indeed, the difference between the number of men on track to retire comfortably compared to women is greatest among Australians.
There's nothing that's really been done about it yet, but some of the things that, you know, they are looking at doing is removing the exemption for super guarantee. If you earn less than $450 a month, you don't get superannuation guarantee paid, and a lot more women feature in that category than men. So there's things like that that they are looking at.
Do you think some women would be shocked by some of these findings?
I don't think they'd be shocked, because I think a lot of women would see that they have hardly any superannuation themselves. You know, like the median superannuation savings is something like about 80,000 for men, 70 or 80,000 for men, and about half that for women, 40,000.
So at what age?
That's the median across all people that are saving. The median retirement amounts are 100,000 for men and 28,000 for women.
That's nothing.
It's nothing. That's right. So I don't think women would be shocked. I think
you could only retire for 6 months on that.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Saul Eslake again.
Women typically earn less than men while they're working. And second, the fact that women's careers are much more likely to be interrupted by periods of having or caring for children, and in many cases for elderly relatives, than is the case with men.
The survey found single women are the least prepared for retirement. Independent economist Saul Eslake blames the sharp rise in the number of retired Australians left out of pocket on the move away from defined super benefit schemes towards lump sum payments, which in turn needs to be invested. He says most Australians haven't got a clue how to manage money at a professional level.
Those are risks which most individuals are not well equipped to assess and manage.
Which is why the defined benefit scheme was so important.
Yes, indeed, and why they were also fairly expensive for employers to operate. So that's been a major motivating factor, albeit one not widely advertised, for the movement away from defined benefit schemes to defined contribution schemes. It's a major transfer of risk.
The Actuaries Institute is calling for more education around how to prepare for retirement, including improved financial literacy and access to financial planning.
David Taylor reporting.